welcome once again to the Positive Herpes Podcast and another episode of the Fermented Friday. And yet again, I got the beautiful Megan. My buddy, my neighbor. I think I just now realized that you've picked every Pilsner that we drink.
Yeah, I think so.
Congrats.
Yeah.
So for the last 4 weeks, Megan's picked every beer.
Bad choice last week.
Actually, it was just like, whatever. It's not the worst beer I've
ever
had.
No, not bad. Bad choice for me.
Okay. I'll let you say that.
Yeah.
You're allowed.
Okay.
So this week we're drinking a beer from one of my favorite breweries. I've never heard of this beer before, but it looks amazing. The brewery is Rogue Farms. Grow the Revolution. And this week we're going to be drinking the Good Chit Pilsner, C-H-I-T. Hey Megan, let's start off with the ABVs, IBUs, and the label.
I don't got the ABVs, but...
sorry. Here you go.
All right.
It's like in super small print.
So yeah, we got 5.3% alcohol by volume, 38 IBUs. And what else did you want?
The label. Label expert.
All right. So label doesn't have one, actually. It's printed on the glass.
So rad.
Which is awesome. I love bottles that I shouldn't be saying this because I am a label printer. I don't print on bottles. But I do really like bottles that don't have labels. And it's pretty nice. They got a fist with some hops in it. And yeah, looks really nice.
Cool, cool. Yeah, I really like it when the art or the label, all the info is on the bottle, because, you know, the bottle gets condensation, and then the label looks weird afterwards anyway, but...
Pressure sensitive.
Right, right. All right, I guess let's open this bad boy up.
Yeah.
And do a little taste test.
Do it in the first go round.
That had a nice like ring to it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Man, those first two Pilsners we had kind of threw me off, because now I'm starting to think that last week's Pilsner and this week's Pilsner are the way Pilsners are supposed to taste. It was good. A little citrusy. You know, like Megan said, there's a fist holding a bunch of hops. It tastes a little bit of the hops.
Yeah, I think it's actually quite a bit hoppier than most Pilsners, I'd say. It has a nice citrus taste to it, too. It kind of reminds me of our first one with the chili, without the heat.
Yeah, yeah. So it's comparable to the El Guapo Flat Tail. Just no spiciness added. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Nice summer beer.
We got a lot of information on this week's Pilsner. However, we also have a game to play. So sitting in front of us, we have some Trivial Pursuit card game questions and answers. And there's, I guess, a difficulty rating, 1 through 6. And we're going to be asking each other the 3s and the 4s, 1 from each category. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
What's going first? Do I read first or answer first?
Okay. Do you want to ask the first question?
Sure. All right. What category you want first?
I don't even know the categories. Surprise me.
All right. So, we're going history.
Why don't you do this? You go this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, and I'll go reverse.
All right. Perfect. All right. So, history category. What name did Joseph Alice Ratzinger adopt in 2005 when he became the first German pope since Adrian VI in 1523? Good luck. This is a level 3, by the way.
So basically, who was the pope in 2005?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to be wrong, but I'm going to say Pope Benedict the 13th.
you're close. It's Pope Benedict the 16th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So not too bad.
Okay. So how does that work? Do I win? Because I did get the name right.
I'll let you win. That was a hard one.
All right. So you drink because I won.
Oh, yeah. So I drink. All right.
Oh, yeah. So that's the rule. If you get the question correct, the questioner drinks.
Look at the rings.
That was awesome. Cool. That was really cool. Megan drank out of the beer and like there was like little beer rings, like three of them that went up the length of the bottleneck.
And then all popped to like...
One, two, three.
Yeah, they like crashed into each other and popped.
I wish they would have stayed longer. I would have tried to grab a picture of it.
Oops.
Oh, well. So, this question for Megan comes from the science and nature category. Okay. What does the medical acronym PET stand for?
PET. I don't get to know what medical thingy it's used for.
It doesn't. It's
photoelectrical transfer.
It was close. It's the positron emission tomography.
Yeah, that was really close.
It was like really close. Okay. Let me,
I'm going to be the only one drinking.
Maybe. I might get something wrong. Okay, so, why don't we, how about I tell you this? The history of this Pilsner. The Good Chit Pilsner is made with Rogue Farms barley that we floor malted in small batches. Floor malting is an old-fashioned 8-day process that includes steeping, germination, raking, roasting, bagging, and hands-on love 24 hours a day. Chit refers to the start of the rootlets that emerge from the embryo of the kernel once steeping is complete and germination begins.
That's interesting.
That's actually really informative because I was legitimately wondering why is it called the Good Chit Pilsner. I thought they were saying like good shit, but like...
That's more of a Lagunitas thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Lagunitas would say good shit. All right. Well... That's enough of that. Question time.
Question time. All right. We got sport and leisure. Who were the first two daughters of a U.S. president to belong to the Girl Scouts of America?
What are these questions?
I know, right?
Okay. The first two daughters. I'm just going to say whoever...
Pick a president and yeah. His daughters.
Obama. No, it's not Obama because this is too old. I think this game came out before Obama. George Bush's daughters.
Wrong.
Okay.
Lucy and Linda Johnson.
Oh, okay. From Lyndon B. Johnson as the president?
Sure. I don't know my presidents very well.
I mean, that's a president, right? Okay. We have our quiz guru over to our left, but he's giving me the go ahead that that's a real president. All right, so the category is geography. What is the only U.S. state with a single syllable name?
Single syllable.
I'll give you a clue if you need it.
I don't need a clue. Shit, why is this so difficult? Single syllable. I'm thinking of states closest to here, so...
And then working your way east?
Yeah, it's getting bad. Maine.
That's it. That's the answer.
Sweet.
I was going to say, if you're working west to east, it's going to take a while before you get to that state. But the clue I was going to give was the only state that has a single syllable name rhymes with the word name. Which is
kinda.
Maine and name totally rhyme.
Sort of. I want it to be more rhymey than that. I don't know if I would have gotten... Well, I would have gotten it eventually, but just had to go through the states. Figure it out.
So why don't you tell everyone the food pairing?
All right,
and,
so...
And some, what is it, ingredients or tasting notes? Yeah.
All right, so food pairings, it goes well with seafood and spicy food, which...
I could see that.
Yeah, I like that they say spicy food because I've read on some IPA labels that they pair well with spicy food, but IPAs make spicy food so much hotter, and I don't think they pair well with spicy food, and I feel like this would actually be refreshing after spicy food rather than just make your mouth burn more. And then the tasting notes, I don't really know what that means, but it says
the rainbow.
No, it's so small. Taste the terror of Rogue Farms barley that we grew, harvested and floor malted in small batches. And then, I think, did you already go over the ingredients or no?
Not yet. Okay. You can either go say it or we'll save it for later.
All right. We'll save that for later, I guess. Okay. So, all right. Art and literature.
Hmm.
Which literary animal lost his jacket and shoes while raiding Mr.
Peter
McGregor's
Rabbit.
Garden?
It's Peter Rabbit.
All right. I'm drinking because that is correct. Oh, I want to stick that in the middle of the stack there.
There you go. All right. The category is entertainment. Okay.
The look you just gave that card.
These questions are so terrible. All right. And they're all, so I'm actually reading all six questions, and all six questions have to do with the exact same actor. So...
Which one am I answering then?
You're answering the difficulty three question.
Okay.
But I just read all of them.
The third question that you asked. Wait, you're asking me.
Okay, I read all of them just for my own benefit. Okay, gotcha. But I'm asking you the difficulty three. Okay. What Jack Nicholson movie was hyped? Brace yourself for Melvin.
What? Wait, repeat that, please.
Which Jack Nicholson movie was hyped? Brace yourself for Melvin.
Oh, God. I don't know. Do you want the Shining?
No.
Is that even Jack Nicholson?
That's actually the answer to the difficulty two question.
Oh, shit.
So, brace yourself for Melvin was the slogan, I guess, for As Good As It Gets.
All right.
I think in that movie, he was... like an OCD person who like had to.
Oh yeah, I have actually seen that.
Yeah, I watched that as like a little youngster, but I would have never gotten that one. Yeah, The Shining. The question for that was: what horror movie hears Jack Nicholson announce, "Here's Johnny"?
I could have gotten that one.
Yeah, difficulty twos. That was tough, man. You're up on the drinking. And while Megan's taking a sip, I'll list you the ingredients for the good shit Pilsner. One thing to note is that there are no chemicals, additives, or preservatives in this beer. So the ingredients are Rogue Farms Dare Floor Malt, Aciduated Malt, Rogue Farms Liberty Hops, Free Range Coastal Water, and Czech Pils yeast. So free range water, that means that it's not like water that's been cooped up in a pen,
I guess,
or like
it's been wandering around the fields.
Yeah, it's I mean, good beer comes from happy water, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's what we've learned from that.
Cool. Why don't you go ahead and ask me a question?
All right, where am I at right now? Entertainment.
Yeah.
Um, What movie brought Nicole Kidman an Oscar nomination for her performance as the Courtson Satine? Satine?
It's okay. I'll correct you after I answer this.
Okay.
The answer is Moulin Rouge.
All right.
Courtesan Satine.
Okay. Oh, I should have known that. I've seen Moulin Rouge. Whatever. I didn't check the answer first. I guess I'm drinking.
Oh man, you're gonna like be drunk at the end of this.
I know. So not really. 5.3.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good thing we're at your house.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I can walk home from your house, so either way, it doesn't matter.
True. True. I'm going to skip this round of information on the beer.
All right.
And go to the next question.
Okay.
Oh, well, I guess I'd have to answer this first or ask this first. Whatever. What three-letter word does Marcy always use to address Peppermint Patty in the Peanuts cartoon strip?
God, I don't know.
So, Peppermint Patty and Marcy. Marcy always says a three-letter word as like a way of addressing Peppermint Patty.
Pep.
That's a good answer, but incorrect.
Shit.
What's sir. She always sir? Yeah, she always Marcy always calls Patty sir.
Huh.
Like, good day, sir. What are you doing today, sir?
Well, shit.
Actually, chit.
Pilsner. Chit, yeah. Well, chit.
Well, chit.
Stick it in the middle.
No, I know. I was making sure this was the right deck.
Oh. How is that an art and literature's category question?
Because it's from a... Because
I feel like cartoon... it's more entertainment.
That walks a fine line.
It does.
Because it's art because they're drawing cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And making conversation, but it is entertainment because Sunday morning cartoons is like
the best.
I know. And have you looked at the cartoon section in the newspaper lately? It's shit.
I don't even remember the last time I picked up a newspaper, honestly. I was probably 10.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then Sunday morning cartoons or Saturday morning cartoons, whatever it was, came on. And then it's like, Mom, wake up.
I gotta watch
TV. I gotta watch the cartoons.
Yeah, I feel like the cartoon strips just aren't as good as they used to be.
Yeah.
Ever since
they Charles... still have the Garfield though, right?
Yeah, I think they're reruns.
Oh.
I don't know.
Unless somebody else took over the
Yeah.
The
I comic. Feel like once Charles Schulz died, like
just went to shit.
All of them. Not even just Peanuts, but all of them.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to skip this round of information. Let's do another question.
All right.
Nope.
Oh.
Yes.
Right here. All right. We're going geography. What name is given to the buckwheat pancakes flavored by Russians with their caviar?
Buckwheat pancakes and caviar.
Buckwheat pancakes flavored by Russians with their caviar.
Like, you chop up some Russians and flavor them.
Stick them in the caviar and put them on the pancakes.
So I'm actually going through my knowledge of Austin Powers when Goldmember's like, bung and a crepe. Like all the different like pancake and a smoke. It's not a crepe. It's not a pancake. It's a, is it a blitz?
Close. It's a blinis.
Blinis. Ah. I'm going to say I did not get that one.
Yeah, I'm going to say that as well.
Oh, the power of editing.
I think they might be done. Like...
Okay, so the next question is sports and literature. Oh,
oh man.
Really? Sports and
leisure.
Sports and leisure. I was going to say, that's like a stretch. That is nowhere near. Oh, okay. I'm going to be really mad if you don't know the answer to this.
Okay. I probably won't because I'm terrible at sports stuff, but if it's leisurely...
It's leisurely. Okay. It's not a sports okay. question. Which is longer, the Appalachian Trail or the Pacific Coast Trail?
Pacific Coast.
Oh, without even batting an eye. Yeah, that's correct.
Sweet. Drink up.
Glug, 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 glug. All right. So, last bit of info. Don't name all of them, but count how many awards that the Good Shit Pilsner has won. And all then right. and then just list the most three recent.
All right. We got 13 wins.
And what's the year range, like, in the last how many years?
Between 2011 and 2014.
13 awards in a span of 3 years?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And the last three was 2014 U.S. Beer Tasting Championship honorable mention. 2014 World Beer Awards Silver Medal. 2014 World Beer Championship Gold Medal. And then in 2013 and 14, they got the Platinum in the World Beverage Competition.
Platinum's really good. Like,
for 2 years in a row.
I hear it's a really expensive medal. I hear it's a really white color of hair. that's actually pretty badass. So I'm not just saying this because we just read off some of the awards that this beer has won, but probably the best beer we've drunk in the last 4 weeks.
Drunk? Drank?
Drank? Drunk.
Drank.
Drink.
We done did drink. We be smart.
We be smart. So it is a really good Pilsner. I could probably drink this one. Compared to the other three, this is my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the second one we had? I feel like that may have been my favorite one.
The Imperial Pils by Lagunitas.
Yeah. It also just tasted like candy with the IPA, so.
Well, that's because you were cheating and drinking two beers
at once. Yeah, I totally was cheating, but I was being an alcoholic that day, so I don't know.
Well, that, I guess, leaves us with just one last question each.
Yeah, so I'm asking you one, right?
You're asking me a question.
All right, science and nature. Who developed the classifications we use for clouds?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to say... I'm going to be wrong, first of all. But it was Nancy Nimbus.
I probably would have gone with something similar, but it was Luke Howard. I was actually going to give you the clue. I was going to give you the clue that it is not any of the four types of clouds.
Damn. I was really thinking it's a type of cloud. Okay, I'm drinking. Glug, 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 glug. That was a big sip. Okay. Well, you've been asking me some tough questions.
I'm so terrible at history, so if it doesn't pertain to World War II, I'm fucked.
So this is history. I don't know how this is history. It's more of like something else. But what do Keanu Reeves, Pamela Anderson, Shania Twain, and Romeo Dallaire have in common?
What? Okay, I want to say it has something to do with their names because I don't fucking, Keanu Reeves and Shania Twain, I think, are the only people I know out of there.
You don't know who Pamela Anderson is?
Oh, I know who Pamela Anderson is.
Yeah, I don't know Romeo Dallaire
either. I'm going to say that they all have run semi-nude on the beach at one point or another.
I'm not going to, you know what, I'm going to give you another question. I'm going to give you another try.
Okay.
Because here's why I'm going to do that. I feel like that's a correct statement. It's not the answer we're looking for. All right. But, so Keanu Reeves, Pamela Anderson, Shania Twain, and Romeo Dallaire. I'm probably pronouncing this wrong. Dallaire. Dallaire. Maybe it's Dallaire.
They have all been on the cover of US Magazine. I don't know.
I also feel like that's correct. Okay, but I can't give you another try. So okay. They are all Canadian.
Oh, shit.
How is that a history question? How's that a history question?
I don't know.
Do you want another one?
No.
All right. Well, guess I'll drink. I mean, I feel like that was a fun game. I need to go. So I'm borrowing this game of Trivial Pursuit. I think I should go get my own decks of cards of questions.
I thought it was really difficult.
Yeah, maybe we should start like with ones and twos next time instead of threes and fours. When I was doing practices of this, I was getting all the threes and fours. And then when it was really game time, it was like,
oops.
Yeah. All right. Any final words on the good chit Pilsner?
The Rogue. I mean, I like it. It's good for summertime.
Rogue Farms puts out some really good quality beer.
Yeah, I'd say most of their things are pretty good. It has a little bit of hops to it compared to other Pilsners, which is nice because
we like IPAs.
Yeah, IPAs obviously are pretty hoppy. And it has like a good balance of malt too, but everything's...
it's a really well-balanced beer.
Yeah, and it's... Yeah. And it's mild, but not Heineken mild. It's got some flavor to it.
I know last week we were all about the Trumer pills, and it was just such a Heineke beer. Maybe it's because it's Belgian breweries type of beer.
Yeah, this is a Czech pills, so I guess that makes a difference.
Cool.
But yeah, it's nice for the summer. It's just balanced and good all around. Nothing crazy special, but nothing too boring. It's not like a specialty like the chili.
Would you say it's the Goldilocks of Pilsners?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, it's not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
It's, you know, not too soft, not too firm.
Uh-huh. I think it's a good mix, good balance. Refreshing, but not so so mild that, you know, you gotta stick it in a...
It's not so mild that you gotta add beer salt to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, you know, one more week down of the Fermented Friday episodes of the Positive Herpes podcast.
And the last week of the Pilsners.
Oh, man. That brings up a very important question. What's the next series going to be? I don't know.
Who knows?
We'll figure it out. So if you need to get a hold of me, you know, feel free to follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, on Periscope at Positive Herpes. There's the Positive Herpes @gmail.com. If you have any personal questions that you don't want other people to read, just me, there's the facebook.com/positiveherpes. And I don't know if I've mentioned this, but it's because of Megan that I am on patreon.com/positiveherpes. Feel free to donate. Feel free to contribute. Like I've mentioned before, it would really be awesome if you guys helped me buy this beer that we drink.
Support our alcoholism.
Yeah, man. I've been getting wasted lately because I've been drinking less. So when we drink, I'm like through the roof.
Even with the Pilsners?
A little bit. So yeah, you know, patreon.com/positiveherpes. I can't stress it enough because I love it. Oh, we should play Cards Against Humanity sometime. I'm looking at it over here on the table.
I don't think we can play with two people.
Well, we'll have to get a third or fourth and then we'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, you know, tune in next week and drink responsibly.